how special was it to get a tackle for loss right off the bat?
Oh, yeah, it felt good. You know, it was really good to be back in front of our home crowd. We have some of the best fans in the world. It's just really good to be back in Houston. It's good to be back in the city, good to be back in front of our fans, good to be back in our own stadium, in our own home. And we love it here. We love playing for these people.
JJ, big picture as you're looking at September 10th, step by step for you to be ready on that one, that's all that matters right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, a couple plays here, a couple plays there. Just getting the toes wet a little bit, but just getting started, you know. Really, really just kind of showing glimpses here and there of what's possible, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
But getting a tackle for loss, be what it was, but is that a good feeling knowing that you're making the tackle?
Yeah, it's a great feeling, you know. It's, like I said, it's just a glimpse. You know, there's a lot of stuff I've been working on for a very long time, and there's a lot of plays that have built up in the archives that I want to get out there and make. So it's going to be a lot of fun this year. We're going to have a lot of fun. Our defense is a blast to play in. This team is a lot of fun. Offense did a good job today. So when we put it all together, we're a lot of fun.
JJ, midway through the preseason, how are you feeling with the work that you've had? Do you feel like you're on a long way on time?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great. I think I'd be less tired if I wasn't staying on the sidelines the whole game, if I was playing. You know, staying on the sidelines is a lot more tiring than I thought it was. it's a lot of fun to get my feet wet. It's like I said last game, it's a bit of a tease to get out there for only one series, but we all understand the plan. We all understand what the end goal is, and so I'm perfectly fine with it. And it's my body feels great. My body feels great. My mind feels great. I love being able to come to work every day and get better each day.
You talk about having fun, but what about that play that Andre made on the sideline? Look, it didn't officially count, but everybody went wild on the sidelines. This group is really tight-knit. You can feel that West Virginia trip really kind of bonded.
Yeah, I think it was really good for us. You know, I think we have a really, really good group of guys. I think we have guys who truly care about each other. We have guys who truly are vested in each other's success, and I think are truly happy for each other when they make a play. We just have really good chemistry. I think West Virginia was great for that, and I think it's a testament to the guys in this room. We have a really good group, and we love each other, and we love playing with each other, so it makes it fun. It makes coming to work every day fun.
Did you see enough of Deshaun's celebration after the touchdown to offer an assessment?
Yeah, it's a lot better dance than I could do. I know that. I mean, I was talking with a couple of the guys on the sidelines. I said, you may have to teach me some moves because I'm like the least rhythmic guy in the entire world. So you never know. Maybe I'll pull out that dance someday.
For your own touchdown celebration?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. You know, I just want some sacks first.
JJ, you're on the other side of the ball, but what do you think of how Tom Savage's offense are coming along?
I've said it many times before, I don't talk about quarterbacks. I don't talk about the offense. I'm a defensive guy, so I'm only supposed to talk about defense. So that's what I'll talk about.
Thank you.